How does a man from a small community in Minnesota become involved in something like this? I'll tell you what, fellas. I listen to my wife. How many people here listen to their wives? They all do. Of course you do. She took me on a Caribbean cruise in February of 1982, which I did not want to go on, but she said the sunshine would do you so much good. Because I was a victim of arthritis, had it in my elbows and my knees and my ankle, my left knee was painful to the touch. It was here that I met a retired Army chaplain, a Father Richard Wilhelm, who told me that he has dedicated the remainder of his life to further the work of a Dr. Edward Carl Rosenau, which meant nothing to me, until he said, Dr. Edward Carl Rosenau did basic research for the Mayo Clinic at Rochester, Minnesota for some 60-some years. Then I started to listen. This Dr. Rosenau's basic tenet was that our body is like a world covered with microorganisms and also inside. And according to a program put out by the National Geographic, it's called Invisible World. It says there are more microbes in our body and on the outside of our body than there are people in the world. So if any one time you feel as though that you are alone, you're really not. You've got company. Also, this retired Army chaplain, Father Wilhelm, told me that there was a program by which you could drink a weak solution of hydrogen peroxide and could possibly rid or control these microorganisms. I knew what hydrogen peroxide was. It was nothing but water and oxygen, way from back in high school. So I went home and I said, what have I got to lose? I'm going to try it. That night, we had a meeting of our bridge club and I told them about it. They laughed. In a couple of days, my mayor stopped in and says, you bear watching. And my very good friends, they worked out skits on the stage about me. How funny it was. Oh, that was funny. Ladies and gentlemen, they're not laughing anymore. Not anymore. They've seen what it does. And I know what it does. But after I was in the program for about 10 days, it caused me to vomit. So I called up this Father Wilhelm in Naples and I said, your stuff made me vomit. You know what he said to me? He said, vomiting's a very natural process. He says, pregnant women do it all the time. There was my sympathy. So I didn't take any for 2 days and I was back on the program. In about 3 weeks, I started noticing relief. And I have not had any arthritis pain for over 4.5 years. And I don't say that I'm C-U-R-E-D. The reason I don't say that word, it's a copyrighted word. The holders of the copyright is the American Medical Association. And you have to be free from your affliction for 5 years to call it a C-U-R-E. So when I found this thing was working, I had some questions that had to be answered. Number one, was this stuff quackery? Or could it be just psychosomatic, all in my head? Could it be natural? And could there possibly be a scientific approach? Quackery. Quackery to me is something that costs a lot of money and doesn't do much good, or else very little. It cost me less than $6 to go through the program. So if $6 is the price of quackery, I say the price is right. Psychosomatic, I soon found out people who had worse afflictions than I did were claiming success. Natural then. Could it be natural? I called somebody who I thought I could get the proper answer. Natural. That stuff is poison. One drink of it and you're dead. Oh, gee, I was drinking it for 6 weeks. And I'm not dead yet. I says, what's it made out of? He says, it's made out of water. But I said,
Good pure water isn't going to hurt you. Oh, you can drown in it, yes. But he says it has oxygen in it. That's right. I says, I need oxygen every minute I live. I says, I can't even start my car without it. He hung up. And guess who pays his wages? The taxpayers of Minnesota. So I start going to health conventions and listening to all these people with their therapies, and I found out that one of the things that they were all saying to do was eat a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables. So I had to find out, was there a correlation between the two? What was it? So I discovered a process that I could isolate the hydrogen peroxide in our raw fruits and vegetables and run a test for it. You know, I really thought I accomplished something. For 2 years, I went around and almost broke my arm patting myself on the back until I got into the medical library and found out that it was already published in 1954. So all I did was go around reinventing the wheel. If you want to look up stuff in the medical library on hydrogen peroxide, you will be deluged with it. Since 1966, as far back as the computer goes, there's been over 4,000 articles published on it. Last year, over 400. This year, over 350 already. The oldest one we have is September 1884. This one here, when I found it in the big book on the Lancet, I couldn't believe what I was reading. I read it twice. It was published February 21st, 1920. The work was done June and July of 1919 during the big flu epidemic, when approximately 20 million people lost their lives after World War I. And it says, in one large Indian hospital in which the influenza cases were segregated in special huts, the death rate was over 80%. In pneumonia cases with toxic symptoms. So useless were the usual remedies tried in this latter class of case, we felt justified in giving a trial to any method which held out a prospect of success. What they're saying, nothing worked. The first patient, one of the doctors, had worked with oxygen in World War I with soldiers that were hit with mustard gas, and he found they improved. The first case was an Indian with bronchial pneumonia of influenza origin and intensely toxic anemic. He had been delirious for 2 days previous and was selected as being the worst case in the ward and to all appearances morbid bound. He's going to die. So they took 2 ounces of 10 volume, which is the 3% hydrogen peroxide, and they put it in 8 ounces of normal saline solution, and they injected him. And the change in the mental condition was remarkable. The patient who had to be tied in bed previously owing to his delirium was within 6 hours sitting up and asking for food. I knew this all the time since the first time I read that article, that this was the way to go, intravenously. A lot of research has been done on infusion. The latest article came from Russia, from the Soviet Union. We are now having it translated into English, is what we are. Because of the fact that even though many people, including myself, claim results taking it orally, how many people here have tasted it? You'll never forget it. In fact, I'm so sensitive to it that I can drink certain kinds of spring water and I can tell you there's hydrogen peroxide in it and take it home and test it and find it. The waters at Lourdes, France is one of them. Another thing, way I can tell is the more I drink, the thirstier I get a certain kind of water. This is a sign that it has natural hydrogen peroxide in it. Natural. Yes. It's in rain and snow. The technical books talk about it. How does it get in rain and snow? From the ozone layer. How does the ozone layer get there? From the ultraviolet light of the sun. On a clear blue day, you see a clear day, you see the nice blue. You're looking at the underside of the ozone layer. Now, if this ozone layer, the ozone, which is O3, back to oxygen again, is nothing but the free oxygen we breathe, O2 plus another atom of oxygen, it settles down, and if it touches our moisture, it turns into hydrogen peroxide. You can take cold water and bubble ozone through it and produce hydrogen peroxide. And if it's not destroyed by pollution, it reaches the ground, the earth. Pollution destroys hydrogen peroxide. For over a year, I've been saying that the sulfur dioxide combines with the hydrogen peroxide in the air to give you sulfuric acid, the acid rain. But if, I said, it's not destroyed by pollution, it reaches the ground, how important is it? I'll tell you what, I'll make you a guarantee. I don't sell any hydrogen peroxide. You go and buy a pint of the 3% hydrogen peroxide and you take 1 ounce and put it in a quart of water and you water your houseplants or mist them with it. And if you don't see a remarkable amount of improvement in the growth, you peel that label off with the price tag on it and mail it back to me and I will refund the price of your hydrogen peroxide plus the 22 cents that cost you to send it. Has anybody tried it on their plants here? Try it. In Wisconsin, they metered it into an irrigation system and the growth was so phenomenal, they called in some experts and they said, this is what happened. The hydrogen peroxide stimulated the plant, so it took in more nitrogen from the air. Isn't that the way to take it in, other than spreading it all over our soil? We did so much in Minnesota that our groundwater pollution is now we rank 7th. New Jersey is 1st. We've polluted the groundwater already, is what we have. A man in St. Paul sprayed his squash and his potatoes with it. He said, I have a Hubbard squash that's 3 foot long. I can't put my arms around it. My potatoes are 5 pounds. And someone in the audience said, yeah, but they're all like that. He says, the row that I didn't spray, he says, I've got normal sized potatoes. What does it do for our animals and our poultry? How many people here remember the avian flu epidemic in Pennsylvania in 1983, I believe it was? I spoke in Pittsburgh, and I talked about the Birdman of Alcatraz, Robert Stroud's The Diseases of Birds. It's a book that's out of print, but you can get it from your library. And what did he use to cure those birds? He used sodium perborate and hydrogen peroxide. And in the book, he predicts that 50 years from then is when it'll be recognized. Ladies and gentlemen, that was in the middle 30s when the book came out. I just received a call from Canada. A man called me earlier in the year. He says, turkeys, I put it in their drinking water and they did so much better. I said, yeah, so much better. Get me numbers. He called within the last 10 days. In fact, it was 2 weeks tonight when he called me. He says, we took another 20,000 birds to market. This time we kept track. The feed consumption was 8% less. The turkeys averaged 1.5 pounds apiece more. Their medications were down by 2/3. The mortality rate, which was around 25 a day, dropped to about 2 a day. 15 miles from me, a farmer has polluted water and he started using this in his water. In a month's time, he came and said, called me. He says, my chickens are laying eggs that won't fit in cartons. And this spring, they raised broilers and I got 25 of them. How many people can remember how chicken used to taste when you were a kid? That's the way this does. When you cook it, within 5 minutes, the juices are starting to already run in your mouth because of the smell. There's no chemical smell to it. He has run his farm 1.5 years now with not one case of mastitis in his cows. The Amish are into it. Oh, I have to tell you about when I was in with the Amish. They picked me up at the airport, and the first thing they said to me, if you're telling the truth, and it is the truth, we will follow you over a cliff. But if you're lying, you can go right back on that airplane now. They buy it by the barrel because they know what it does. They use it to wash the cows before they milk. And if there's any cracks or little sores, they said it heals up right away. They are spraying it on their alfalfa fields and getting rid of the alfalfa weevil. One family wrote me a letter and said that after their string beans were done burying, they sprayed them with hydrogen peroxide. They rebloomed and they got the second crop, and off of a 10-foot row, the first picking was a half a bushel. Then they picked two pecks more. Like I say, try it on your plants. Try it on your house pets if you want to. House pets, 1 ounce to a quart of water. 1 ounce to a quart of water. Also, I've been tracking this for several years. The United States Department of Agriculture has found they can take residue from crops, corn stalks, corn cobs, grind up brush, or even sawdust, treat it with hydrogen peroxide, and use it as cattle feed. The feedlot reports are in now, and the meat is just as good as if it was corn fed. They even went as far as to take wheat straw and treat it with hydrogen peroxide, dry it, and ground it into flour. They made bread, cake, and pancake batter out of it. One of the big pharmaceutical corporations puts out a suppository for vaginal suppositories for vaginitis, and it talks how the action works. It works by producing hydrogen peroxide, which kills the fungal cells. If anybody is interested in Candida albicans, Canada albicans, we have a pack. If you write to me, we'll send it to you on Canada albicans. And in there are three medical articles that tell about the hydrogen peroxide is the inhibitor of Candida albicans, is what it does. Two of these were done in the University of Minnesota. I went to my university and asked them to do hydrogen peroxide research for us. We're going to pay them. They told me that they would never be interested in researching hydrogen peroxide, only to find out a year and a half later that they had received a $500,000 grant to research hydrogen peroxide. Minnesota tax dollars working.